I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. 1,000, approximately, that's the number of saints canonized by the Catholic Church. Of course, Pope Francis just added two very illustrious names to that list, John XXIII and John Paul II, perhaps the two most popular popes of the 20th century. All the hoopla around their sainthood made us wonder, how do saints earn their halos? And why have there been so many recently? Angelica Marin reports that it's in large part thanks to Pope John Paul, who experts say beatified more people and canonized more saints than all previous popes combined.
My family knows this well. In 2000, John Paul II canonized my great-grand-uncle, Saint Mateo Correa Magallanes.
Tuvieron que vivir Cristóbal Magallanes y sus 24 compañeros.
Magallanes was a Mexican priest. In 1927, in the middle of a civil war, the atheist regime demanded that he spy on other priests. He refused and paid with his life. He's been venerated as a martyr ever since. In Mexico, public fiestas are thrown in his honor. My extended family in L.A. has prayed to him for generations. My dad's brother composed this song. It took about 90 years before my great-granduncle was canonized. His case was quick. Inside the central library of the Jesuit headquarters in Rome, shelves are filled with volumes of sainthood cases, dating back to the 16th century.
We have been doing this work for the past 450 years, and since many causes take many centuries, we have to keep a lot of material.
Father Mark from the Netherlands is a kind of saint lawyer, or what the Vatican calls a postulator. He collects evidence to prove that his clients have the stuff of saints.
You have here a volume which says 1747.
Like any case in court, a cause for sainthood is complicated, expensive, and requires a lot of paperwork. The postulator must hunt for official writings, private letters, or even personal diaries of a saint candidate.
To do the process and do it well takes you at least 10 years.
Then he has to produce a summary, which could take
another 4, 5, 6, 7 years.
Only then do you get a shot at the Congregation for the Causes of Saints, kind of like Saint Court.
Then you have to put yourself in line in the congregation. Currently there are some 5,000 causes waiting for the Pope to be approved. And if there is no exceptional pressure, waiting 10 or 15 years is nothing.
If you're picturing a boring, pious sort of investigation, you're wrong. A cause for sainthood often dips into the supernatural, because for a saint to become a saint, you also need miracles. Usually, in Catholic tradition, these are episodes of inexplicable healings.
En esa portada, esa revista sencilla.
Like the mysterious case of Floribeth Mora, a humble Costa Rican woman who claims that praying to John Paul II cured her of a hopeless brain aneurysm. During a press conference in Rome, Mora gave her testimony. It was the missing link in the Pope's cause for sainthood.
Many say that I'm crazy. They think that I'm crazy. And I say, this insanity is a blessing, because this crazy woman is cured, and that's what matters.
I know what you're thinking. You hear the word miracle, and you say to yourself, come on, how do you prove a miracle? Again, Father Mark.
So the people who have to evaluate miracles in the congregation are always first medical doctors, and they are very, very critical. If there is even a minimal doubt about it being a miracle, they will just say no.
So these doctors believe in miracles?
The only thing we ask from a doctor is that he says that it is inexplicable. We do not ask him to pronounce himself on whether God exists and whether this is a miracle or not.
Okay, to become a saint, you've got to have a following. Maybe be martyred for the cause of Catholicism, or perform a couple of miracles. Some say there's also another ingredient that carries some weight. Be a pope. Pope John Paul II's postulator, Monsignor Sławomir Oder, from Poland, says the Pope's lasting fame made for a bulletproof argument.
Since his funeral, almost 20,000 people stopped by his tomb every day. This happened for years, and still today we see so many. This confirms the vivid fame of sanctity that exploded in God's flock.
And that, says journalist John Allen, is how it should be. He says sainthood is, in essence, a very democratic process.
At the end of the day, you walk into the typical Catholic parish around the world, and you ask the people who show up for Mass on Sunday, yes or no, is John Paul a saint? You are going to get an overwhelming majority that says yes, and that is how sainthood is supposed to work.
How many lesser-known, deserving souls pass unnoticed in this process is hard to gauge. What the Catholic Church does know, as Pope John Paul II pointed out, is that believers want more. For the World, this is Angelica Marin, Rome.